Hi, this is David. If you're serious about improving your energy, performance, and overall health, what you put in your body matters. But here's the problem. The U.S. allows over 10,000 food additives in our food supply, many of which are banned in other countries. But I've found a solution. Thrive Market, the no-junk online grocery store that bans over 1,000 harmful ingredients and makes high-quality nutrition the new standard. And it's not just food. Thrive Market also has top-tier supplements for longevity and recovery. My go-tos are vitamin D, magnesium, and B12 to keep my energy levels high. They even carry antioxidant-rich green tea and anti-inflammatory superfoods to help with recovery. With savings up to 30% off and fast carbon-neutral shipping, Thrive Market takes the guesswork out of eating clean. No junk. No fillers, just the best in high-quality nutrition. Want to upgrade your health? Go to thrivemarket.com/inspirational for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/inspirational. thrivemarket.com/inspirational. Thank you. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Levels of Living, Essays on Everyday Ideals by Henry Frederick Cope, published in 1908. When the walls are being rebuilt, it is easy to imagine that the foundations are being destroyed. Old creeds pass away, but truth remains. If they were true in their day, they but give place to the larger truth of the new day. The old folks hear the new truths and ask, "Where have the foundations gone?" The young hear the discussion between the old and the new and ask, "Is there anything settled? Anything worth believing? What are the permanent elements of religion or spirituality on which our lives may be built up, while the things that are but temporary are adjusting themselves?" It would be the height of folly to assert that there is no change. Some say that we must believe precisely the same things as our parents believed. To do so would actually be to be false to our parents, for they refused to accept the traditions of their elders. The landmarks we leave behind once were far in front of the seekers after truth. Truth never changes, but our vision is ever enlarging. The road remains, but the traveler moves on. With the living, every day has some new light. Creeds are crystallized statements of truth, but truth is vital and cannot be contained in unchanging forms. Credulity blindly accepts yesterday's picture of truth. Faith, with open eyes, seeks today's truth itself. Skepticism is much less sinful than credulity. The sloth of an individual who will not examine things will not prove them. When we prefer to buy our garments of truth ready-made, this results in what is worse than unbelief, and that is blind belief in the false. It is a religious duty to question every teaching, to prove all things. How may we find those things that are certain? How may we discover the truth for our day, the truth upon which we may build? Surely there are some things that are fixed and certain. There is somewhere a pole star and a compass. How may we find that truth which belongs to our day, and in which we may have the confidence that our parents had in their truth. The test of vital truths is a practical one, and the only truths that are vital are those which concern the present business of living in all its wide sweep. It is a matter of indifference what we may think of the color of the angels' hair, or the number of strings to their harps. It is a vastly different matter what we may believe as to moral obligations, human rights, and duties. The test of creeds is an ethical one. What things work out best in living? What are the ideals, doctrines, and beliefs that make the noblest characters and the most useful citizens, the best sons, daughters, parents, and neighbors? What are the things that help me most in my life? The things that give me moral stimulus and rejuvenation? The things that lead me to covet the best? The way to find the truth is to do the truth, for only the truth that we can do is worth discussing. If you will give yourself to the business of living the truth that you have, you soon will have the living truth for this new day. Too many people are holding up as saving doctrines matters of philosophy and speculation, matters of childish curiosity, because it is easier to hold these things theoretically than to hold the living truth practically. The truths that save us are the ones that change our characters. The greatest translation of the Bible is the one that translates into present-day lofty living. Build your life on a belief in goodness, in eternal, infinite goodness as the order of the universe, on the superiority of love to hatred, on the final victory of love and goodness, on the ideal of this great human family of ours that shall come to live in unity and fraternity, and so fulfill the will of the infinite creator of all. These beliefs work well. We must also have the courage to face the facts. This is the age of the dominance of science. When a person asks, "What should I believe?" only one answer can be returned: believe the things that are. In ages past, people found it easy to believe in what they were told, even the things that they knew were not so. But today we find no merit in that form of self-deception. The passion for absolute truth and rightness is one of the noblest that can spring up in any breast. It is a ripe fruit of religion. The true scientist, who is devoted to exact facts, to pure truth, is in some ways the religious seeker of our day. And as such, it is the duty of schools to instill a primary love of truth and to lift up ideals of exactness and equity. When we translate religion into terms of life, into actuality as contrasted with imagination, we begin to discover the necessity for foundations deeper than legend or romance. So long as humankind's religion consists in glowing colors of imagination on the canvas of fancy, we have no need to take our spiritual designs from facts. But when religion becomes the science of right living, the process of securing and expressing ideal personal and individual character, it is evident that in such work, religion must proceed on indisputable verities. We may be satisfied with myths as to the ordering of the first family on earth, and we may leave to the play of fancy the specifications of an ideal heaven. But when we begin to order our own families and adjust our social and civic affairs, we are compelled to wait for principles based on facts, for truth. Religion thus becomes a science. Much eloquence has been spilled over the conflict between religion and science. It is only a conflict between the old religion and its new form, between the gray dawn and the growing day. Our ancestors were not willfully false, holding on to darkness when the light came, but they had held sacred the pictures seen in the twilight for so long that they were loath to give them up for those of the full day's printing. The most damaging infidelity is a lack of faith in truth, the fear that it might not be safe to allow all the facts to be known. The person who, in the name of religion, seeks to prevent our seeing and accepting the full facts is religion's greatest foe. Only the full truth can set us fully free, intellectually, spiritually, morally. Why should we fear the light of investigation on the things of religion? There is more sacredness in simple truth than in secrecy. It is better to be lost forever seeking truth than saved by sophistry. How foolish to attempt to adjust our lives by laws built of speculation, to attempt to steer by a compass when there is no pole of truth. In today's changing tides of thought, when the old faith seems slipping away, when we wonder why we have lost the simple faith of our own youth or our parents, and are looking for some firm ground for our feet, we would do well to set them down on nothing but facts, to discriminate among the sands of time and the alluvial deposits of tradition until we find the rock of truth. Facing the facts, we find everywhere one writ large, one great principle of unchanging law, one great purpose moving through all nature and all history. That behind the all of existence, there throbs an infinite love, and there rules an infinite wisdom. Truth always is safe. The holiest error must be born of hell. We can make no mistake in refusing to go beyond truth, and we will find that she leads to the ordering of life according to eternal laws, to the doing of duties, and finding of sweet joys as old as the hills and as unchanging. Someday the human race will know all the alphabet of nature and be able to read the story of this unchanging goodness. Someday we shall comprehend the wavering handwriting of history. Someday we shall catch the harmony of love and law. We shall know the full truth that is religion, shall know things as they are, and be what we should be. Lastly, let me remind you that the ultimate purpose of living is service. Therefore, the business of religion must be the cultivation of proficiency in service, its goal being to teach us how to be most valuable and useful as children and parents, as neighbors and citizens, how to make the most of our lives and to do the most with them. We are not taught to throw our lives away as a worthless thing. We are to lose it as the seed is lost in the sowing, as the money in the investing, to sacrifice it as the tool is sacrificed to that which it is carving. If we wish to be of real service to the world, we must cultivate the best in ourselves. If living is seed sowing, then the seed must be good or the harvest will be thin. True altruism finds right expression first in self-care. It is your business to be strong, healthy, sane, trained, developed. to be the best kind of man or woman, complete in all your faculties that you may have the more to offer to the service of others. There is no merit in offering a wrecked body and soured mind. If you are going to give your life to the world, you must make it worth the giving. Heaven's work demands the finest tools. Nothing is too good for the service of humanity. There is a good deal more religion in the honest attempt to make the most of yourself, to keep health, to secure education and culture, in order that you may have a larger, better, wealthier self to use in service, than in unending ascetic exercises, prayers, devotions, meditations, mumblings or visions of things spiritual. The only way you can prove the genuineness of your religion is by your gifts to the children of God, your own brothers and sisters about you. There is no gift that begins to compare in value with a well-trained, well-equipped, strong and courageous life. We cannot all give gold or lands or even learning to others, but we all can give our lives in service. And that which heaven and earth both have a right to expect is that we shall give the best lives we can.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.